others to do ministry. For some, the only time they get passionate is at a church business meeting where they express their displeasure and anger. This story is not prescriptive, but it does make a point. A pastor walked into the room where he knew a tense business meeting was waiting. He spoke right before the meeting was called to order. It is my understanding that he said something like this: "Welcome to our business meeting, folks. Before we get started, let's have a time of sharing. Someone share with the group how you have shared the gospel of Christ this past month." Silence. Not one person responded. It appeared that not one person had been a gospel witness. The pastor did not have to say anything else. It is easy to be a complainer and a spectator, but we cannot treat our churches like spectator sports. By the way, the business meeting was not nearly as rancorous as many had expected. Symptom 2. Church is about me. This subject, Church is About Me, was really a major sub-theme of my earlier book, I Am a Church Member. That book focused on the attitudes of church members. This book, of course, focuses on the actions of church members. Specifically, we have been looking for ways to move church members toward an outward focus. When we have a country club mentality about the church, we do not serve. Instead, we seek to be served. We have paid our dues, so we expect others to work for us. What are some signs that a church member has the symptom of "church is about me"? These statements are indicative. "I told the pastor what I wanted him to preach. He just doesn't listen to me. I don't like the temperature in the worship center. If we don't change our music style, I'm not coming back. I'll find another church that can meet my needs." Someone is in our seat, or our pew. "The church decided not to offer the 7:30 a.m. service anymore because only a few people are attending." Well, that's my service. If it's gone, so am I. The pastor did not...